You know what? I don't mind that Retty's the interim leader. I mean, the main reason being, if you're going to do this, try and do it properly, right? Far better to make a solid, well-considered decision over a madcap heat-of-the-moment one. Whether Retty held the job for a while will matter not in the fullness of time, of course, as poor old Judith, her demise will quickly be forgotten as well. We don't spend a lot of time talking about the Shearer years or the Cunliffe years or the Little years or the English years. Not that most of them even had years to talk about, sometimes just months. The point is, once you're gone, you're a feather duster. The real issue for the Nats at the moment is not as much the next leader, it's whether they gather in unison behind them. There at one point were plenty of people who thought Judith was right for the job. That's how she got it. But the ensuing bitching, backstabbing, leaking and general self-indulgence would have done anyone in, and that's their major problem. If they cannot tidy up their discipline, you can elect anyone you want. It won't make a lot of difference. Yes, a leader can unite and a leader can spark the public's imagination, and from that comes a sort of fait accompli within something like a caucus. But the fundamentals of basic professionalism have to be there from the start. So, Mitchell or Luxon? Either's good or potentially good. Luxon's not shown himself to the wider world, of course, so he might be brilliant. He might be David Shearer. Luxon ran a company, Shearer helped the third world. Remember that? Both are affable, both look like a prospect. What you did, your backstory, is but a small part of the ingredients required to win in politics, though. A lot of Luxon is based on the idea he's the next John Key. Key looked unlikely until he got Teflon and the rest was history. Even Judith looked kind of fun with the old crusher persona until it vanished with the pressure of leadership. Bridges was the same. Never forget, lots of people liked Bridges until they didn't. There is a real, very real, in fact, tangible step to be made between looking good and actually being successful. They're two different things. Mitchell, we know him well. To be blunt, we got him on the Wednesday slot because we thought he would end up, well, where he might be about to end up. Is he too nice, though? Are either of these blokes just contenders because that's all there is? Is Luxon a genius or just another bloke who looks okay until we found out he's picked the wrong profession? So the race is on, but here's the simple truth. National have made a spectacular mess of this. You have to earn support no matter who your leader is, and when it comes to that, if they can't see this as a circuit breaker, then ACT deserves to be the opposition.